This is KCUR 89.3, NPR in Kansas City. The governor of Missouri recently chose Karen Crago to be the state's new poet laureate. Crago lives in Springfield, where she's the editor of the Marshfield Mail weekly newspaper. She also edits a literary journal, and her work has been widely published. In a Skype call with KCUR contributor Ann Kniggendorf, Crago revealed her favorite things to write about.
Do you find yourself working particular themes?
I do. I am unabashedly a mom, and I understand how unhip it is to write about motherhood, but I write about motherhood. Maybe I make it hip. I try. But I write about motherhood. I write about economics, like home economics, kind of. Like my first book, No More Milk, has a lot of poems in it that have to do with just like being able to pay for a gallon of milk at the store. And what happens when the gas bill comes and you can't pay it? Nobody else was really writing about that kind of thing. And I sort of thought it's such an integral part of life. I should embrace it and try to make it lyrical. That was my project.
How did you become the poet laureate? Is there an application process or were you nominated?
You apply.
Okay,
and what
so you
do
did.
Is you spell out a project that you'd like to complete while you're in the position. My plan is to get to every county, and St. Louis is not a county, it's its own little thing. So all 115 entities, I plan to try to get a poem on a blog from each county in Missouri. I call it the News from Poems because there's a William Carlos Williams poem called Asphodel, and it has the lines, "It's difficult to get the news from poems, yet men die miserably every day for lack of what is found there." So the News from Poems, since I'm a news person, newspaper editor, just really seemed like a good fit for me.
Can you tell me why poetry? What's your relationship in history with poetry?
I've always written poems since I was small, since I learned to write. You know, early on, you kind of do things because you get some praise and people compliment you on how well you rhyme and stuff like that. But when I got to college, interestingly enough, I had Michelle Boisseau, who became a Missouri legend among poets. She asked for a volunteer for the first workshop. And I was like, well, I have a whole notebook full of poems right here. And I said, me. And I showed it to her. And she just like kind of cracked up at like my rainbows and hearts and stuff and kind of pointed at things. So she taught me to write poems and she taught me to laugh at myself and appreciate criticism and not run from it.
I'd love if you could read one of your poems. Do you have one you'd like to share?
Sure. This poem is based on a real life experience. My son had a babysitter that he just adored and he drew her a picture. That's what this poem talks about. The title is For Brenna, Love Ernie. Ernie's my son. And love is a heart emoji. So, For Brenna, Love Ernie. Last night, my son drew a picture for Brenna, who watches him sometimes and is sweetness and joy. They stand side by side in blocky slacks, and you know she's a girl by the bun balanced like an apple on her head. In the picture, each wears a U for a smile, and they stand apart, not touching nor able to touch, their arms short and handless. When he gave it, he broke into grief, racking sobs, eyes closed in shame. He loves her. Consider his vision, two standing so happy and plain in their breeches. It is simple. There is nothing easier. The beauty hurts him, each one dignified and glad, small arms open to possibility in the twin flags of their rectangle pants.
That was Missouri's new poet laureate, Karen Crago. She spoke with KCUR contributor Ann Kniggendorf.